السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Best Versions Podcast, where I help you unlock your fullest potential to move from average to excellence. بإذن الله. I'm your host, Rushdie Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm going to inshallah use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools to move towards excellence, bi'idhnillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. As usual, I'm super excited to meet you in another episode of the Best Versions of You podcast. Also, alhamdulillah, I'm super excited and I feel the increased excitement in my body when I think about Ramadan. You know, Ramadan is just around the corner. And as I say that thinking about it itself gives me this goosebump, alhamdulillah. Now, we all have this excitement and we all look forward to Ramadan because we all know the endless blessings of Ramadan, right? Everyone from children to adults, alhamdulillah. Having said that, this month has one blessing that most people don't talk about. Wonder what that is? Well, it is the blessing of changing our life positively. I mean, if you think about that, we all have an opportunity to strive for a positive change in this blessed month, right? As Ramadan is obviously the best training camp anyone can ever wish for. So whatsoever you want to achieve, inshallah, I can't think of a better month than Ramadan to accomplish that. You know, the amount of training Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us through Ramadan is genuinely mind-boggling. It's the month to train in every single area of our life. It's the month to improve our salah, ibadah, our patience, our spirituality, our physical health, mental health, emotional health, and our relationship with everyone and everything around us. It's basically a month to become better at anything you like, inshallah. But most importantly, it's the month to improve our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the month to achieve taqwa and ultimate success in the akhirah. Now, to achieve all these things and to successfully graduate from this yearly training camp, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His immense mercy, He chains up all the whispering shayateen. He provides us with the temptation-free playing field to easily achieve our goals. Now think about that. How merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, right? Now, the truth is, Ramadan is the month when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us opportunities to make a positive change in our life. Now, if we don't make use of His generous offer, we are actually in a serious trouble, really. So we know this from an authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad, where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever reaches the month of Ramadan and he is not forgiven, then he will enter hellfire and Allah will cast him far away." Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from hellfire. Now, missing out on attaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this blessed month is a grave, grave, grave mistake to make. So is missing out on making a positive change in our life. Because as I said before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us an opportunity to make a positive change in our life by actually chaining up all the whispering shayateen. So right now, you and I have the opportunity to create a lasting impact on our life. The question is, are you ready? If the answer is a resounding yes, then I'm sure this episode will greatly benefit you, bi'idhnillah. Because in this episode, I would like to share three simple tools that will help you achieve one of your best Ramadan ever. Okay? Again, three tools, but I will mention two tools in this episode. And part two of the episode, I will mention the third one, just to be on the right side. Now, every year, we should raise our bar and try hard to achieve a better Ramadan than the year before. You know, it should be our official goal to make this year the best Ramadan ever. And we should do everything possible to make it even better than the last Ramadan. And it's a constant competition. We compete with ourselves every Ramadan to make the Ramadan that we meet to make it the best Ramadan ever. Inshallah, we hope that our last Ramadan is the absolute best Ramadan ever we had in this life. Now, how can we achieve the best Ramadan ever? Right? Our goal is to achieve the best Ramadan ever, okay? But how do we achieve that? That's where these tools come in handy, inshallah. In two-part series, I would like to show you three tools to help you achieve your best Ramadan ever. So are you ready for it? Okay. Without further ado, let's dive in to tool number one to achieve our best Ramadan ever. What's tool number one? Tool number one is defining your targets. You see, we just talked about achieving the best Ramadan ever, right? You want to make this Ramadan the best ever, don't you? Now that sounds great, alhamdulillah. But what does it actually mean for you? What does it actually mean for you to say this is the best Ramadan ever? What are the things you want to have accomplished by the end of Ramadan so that you can call it the best Ramadan ever? That's what the defining your targets is all about. Okay, it's about setting goals for this Ramadan to make it the best Ramadan ever. We don't want to just claim it. It shouldn't be just a slogan. It should be something that we should truly attempt to achieve. Okay, and for that reason, we need to define what our targets are to achieve the best Ramadan ever. Okay, so let's define what our best Ramadan looks like, because we can't achieve our goal if it is unclear what we really want, right? So in order to get a clear picture of what you truly want to achieve, I can help you simplify the whole process through my well framework, because most of the time people have difficulties to have a set of goals based on the priorities of their life. And that's where I think the well framework can be very beneficial. Now, as you probably know, well is an acronym for worship, energy, love, and legacy. And all these four areas are, for me at least, and from what I know, for the success of this world and the akhirah, one of the most important areas of our life. We need worship, we need to have energy, we need to have love and legacy, which we will talk about, inshallah, in a while. Now, I have created this framework to work towards my best version. So the beauty of the well framework is it simplifies and incorporates all your roles, goals, and aspirations into a one simple framework. Okay? So the well framework also provides you with a smooth and manageable way to work on your best version, one step at a time and in a progressive manner. That's the beauty of this framework. Now, ask yourself what targets you should achieve in each area, in each of these well area, to achieve the best Ramadan ever. Now, by the way, I have shared a link in the show notes where you can download a worksheet to enter your targets for Ramadan in each of these areas. Okay, I think that might be beneficial for you to follow along while listening to this podcast. Now, as I said, the framework is well, and that starts with worship. So W is for worship. Worship is obviously ibadah. And as I said before, one of the most important thing we want to achieve in this Ramadan is to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And obviously, how do we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through ibadah. And we talked about that in our previous episode, in episode number 55, just in case you have missed that. So in terms of worship, what three goals do you want to achieve in this Ramadan so that you can call it your best Ramadan ever? What is that? You know, it is different from person to person, right? Some of you have most probably have set goals in the past and achieved it, alhamdulillah. So think about it. What sort of goals do you want to set in the worship arena, so to say, so that you can say at the end of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, if I have achieved these goals, and that's why that's my best Ramadan ever. What is that? Maybe do you want to recite more Quran? Perhaps you want to finish the Quran at least 4 times, 5 times, 1 time, whatever, and wherever you are, just define that. Or perhaps you want to memorize a part of it. Or perhaps you want to understand the Quran, at least a part of it. Or perhaps it's about praying Taraweeh every night or praying Tahajjud every night. Whatever that is, think about it. What are at least... I wouldn't put more than 3 goals, but at least 1 goal, preferably 3 goals in worship, so that you can, inshallah, work towards it. Okay? So set a minimum of 1 goal, preferably 3 goals in worship, so that you can be consistent with that. Because sometimes, you know, in the beginning, we might be very overzealous and we want to actually set 10 goals. And we realize at the end of Ramadan that we haven't achieved any of those goals. So that's not going to be beneficial for any of us. So set at least one, preferably 3 goals in Ramadan. Because end of the day in Ramadan, the goal is to increase our ibadah so that we can achieve taqwa, right? So that's about worship. Let's go to the second area. That is energy. And I have talked about energy in the past. What is energy, by the way? Energy in my dictionary means quite many things. You know, it means pray, breathe, be present, eat, move, and sleep. Okay, it's a big equation. I don't want to go into much detail right now. But what I want to say is, in order for you to achieve the best Ramadan ever, you need to manage your energy level. And in fact, I have talked about it, if I can recall it properly, I think in episode number 8, that was in the very beginning last year, how to actually energize during Ramadan. And that might be a very good episode for you to listen if you haven't listened to it. Because managing your energy during Ramadan is an exceptionally important thing if you want to make sure to achieve the best Ramadan ever. Okay, and it's easier if you know how to do that, obviously. And Ramadan is a month where we eat less and we even sleep less. So it's very important to still manage our energy so that we can work on our goals we set. Okay. Now, for the purpose of Ramadan goal setting, I just ask you to set 1 goal in the eat, move, or sleep categories. Okay, forget about the pray, breathe, and be present right now. Just focus on these 3. What 1 goal would you like to set to manage your energy level? What do you think would really help you? Like, for instance, you know, eating too much at iftar isn't something that would really increase your energy level, right? Whereas eating less at iftar would really help you to manage your energy level better. Or eating some particular diet during suhoor will help you to manage your energy level as well. Again, this is a big subject that I have already talked about in episode number 8, so you can go and listen to it if you really want. Think about that. What is that for you? I have decided to work out every single day for at least 30 minutes every day, because movement helps me a lot to actually manage my energy. What's for you? Maybe it's eating less food or adhering to a different diet. Whatsoever it is, just decide 1 thing in this area, in energy level, in terms of energy. What is 1 goal you would like to achieve in Ramadan? Then we go to our third leg in well framework, that is love. So what do I mean by love? Love is basically your relationship with your family. That's what I mean by love. Okay, so how is your relationship with your family? How is it doing? Because you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of you is the one who is best to his family, and I am best to my family. So how are you to your family? What 1 goal would you like to set to come closer to your family? Perhaps your relationship with your parents, perhaps your relationship with your spouse or with your children. Think about that, where you need some work, inshallah. Where do you need some work? Think about that and set a small goal, at least just one goal. I mean, it doesn't need to be more than one, but make sure you have a precise goal that you know you can work on, that is measurable, and then inshallah, make sure that you try to achieve that every single day for the next 30 days in Ramadan. Okay, so that's love. And what is the last L in well worship, in well framework, sorry? That is legacy. You see, your true legacy is created during your lifetime, not after your death. If you really want to leave a legacy that will inshallah bring you rewards even after your death, then you need to work on your legacy during your lifetime. So what sort of a legacy would you like to create in the short life? What is that? Have you ever thought of that? You know, your legacy can be anything as long as you are going to benefit people through it, right? Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in a Hassan Hadith, the best of people are those that bring the most benefit to people. So how do you want to benefit people? It can be your family, it can be your society, it can be your community, whatsoever. How do you want to actually benefit others? In which way? Because in order to be, there's a beautiful quotation I read once, in order to be youthful, you need to be useful. And as a human being, you know, our life in this world is very, very, very short. And in order to achieve the highest success in the Akhirah, we also need to think about how we can benefit others in the best manner. So what is the one goal you would like to accomplish it in Ramadan to come closer to creating a legacy? I mean, you can't create a legacy within 30 days, right? But it's about working on coming closer to creating your legacy. Think about that. So I know it's a very, very heavy subject, but whatever that is, even if it is in a small way, you know, it can be like providing a meal to your neighbor every single day, or it can be about doing some services in your community for the poor and downtrodden. Whatever that is, you decide and put it as a goal. Okay, so if you want you can use the worksheet to write down your goals and then track your progress for the next 30 days, inshallah. So again, as I said, you will find the worksheet on the show notes, inshallah. You can print it out and then obviously use it to track your goals as well. That was about tool number one. So tool number one was about defining your targets, and I gave you a simple framework to define your targets to achieve the best Ramadan ever, right? So it's not just about worship, it's also about your health, your family, your legacy, everything. So it's a holistic approach to achieving your goals. Let's continue our chat with tool number two. That is to create a timetable for Ramadan. You see, you have written down your targets, alhamdulillah. You have created, now it's time to create a timetable to do these things. So when are you going to do it? You said you have a goal, you have defined your targets. Great, alhamdulillah. When are you going to do it? Because setting goals is just the very first step. The second most important step is to decide when to do what you promised yourself to do. That's important. You need to have the clarity. So creating a timetable is all about creating that clarity. You know when I'm going to do it, how I'm going to do it, and what I'm going to do it. Okay? I usually create a rough timetable of my typical day in Ramadan. So I block out some important times in that timetable, such as my sleeping time, when I'm going to sleep, because obviously I'm not going to have 7-8 hours of sleep during Ramadan. It's impossible for me. So whatever that amount of sleep I'm going to get it, I want to make sure that I get enough sleep so that I can be energized throughout the day. So I also put some napping time in Ramadan. So I plan it in advance. I also write down my working hours. When do I want to work, from which time to which time? Then I also set a certain time, obviously, for worship, a certain time for exercise, a certain time for my family, and obviously a certain time to work on the goals I have set for Ramadan. So unless you plan it properly and write it down, it's almost impossible for you to achieve those goals, okay? So having a timetable actually increases my productivity during Ramadan. And I have been doing this for last, I don't know, maybe 7, 8, 10 years. And it has helped me tremendously achieve my goals in Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So again, in the show note, I provide you with a worksheet. Make sure you print it out and write down your timetable as well. Now, just two tips when creating your timetable. Make sure that these timings are practical for you and your family members. I would highly recommend that you do this with your family members and make sure that you sit down together and make sure it doesn't clash with their times. For instance, you write down your family time, let's say from 6 to 6:30 in the evening, and that's the time when all your family members are busy with other things. So it doesn't make sense, right? So you have to make sure that you sit down. It doesn't clash with others' times. Number two, make sure that you print it out, write it down, and then hang the timetable somewhere visible to you. So that works like a reminder. You know, if you want to make sure that, okay, what's the time I should, what should I do right now at this time? So it basically helps you to work like a reminder. Now I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all the ability to obtain His forgiveness, His pleasure, and His Jannah in this blessed month of Ramadan. Inshallah, in the second part of this episode next week, I will share the third tool to achieve the best Ramadan ever. Bi-idhnillah. That's it from me for today. If you find this episode beneficial, as usual, please do two things. Please make dua for me that I can continue this good work. And number two, spread this goodness with your friends and family. I mean, the only way how we can benefit others is by sharing this podcast with your family and friends. So that's all from me for today. Thanks so very much for listening to my podcast. I hope this episode helps you go from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. Until we meet in the next episode, inshallah, next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His choicest blessings on you and your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.